Hello and welcome to the show. I am your host, Terry Ann Russell, where we discuss heart healing practices, connecting to your heart, and interesting topics such as today's topic on Andromedan star seeds. So, those of you who don't know about the term star seed, a star seed is from other planets where your soul originated from, and many star seeds long for a place they never find on Earth. I too found this very interesting because when I moved to Sedona, a lot of cosmic energy started opening up for me. I would see portals and connect with beings, and that was not something that I was used to. I was used to seeing spirit from a child's age, but as a child, I always wondered, like, there had to be more out there. There had to be more than that we can just see. And I always longed for this place that I could never find. And when I learned about star seeds and I learned my origin of where I came from, where my soul originated from, it intrigued me. I went deep down into the rabbit hole, as they say, and I went to find out everything that I could and everything that I can learn about being a star seed because I had to understand who I was. This was the first time that I really felt like I belonged to something, like that was a piece of me. So Andromeda is where my soul comes from, and that's what I was drawn to talk about today. Andromedan star seeds are distinctive in they are both sensitive and tough. So if this describes you, and this describes me to a T, if this describes you, you may be an Andromedan star seed. Andromedan star seeds are very distinctive, and all star seeds are very distinctive from one another. Sometimes they have parallel traits or features that may trickle over to one another, and you may be drawn to more than one starseed origin as well. I'm a double starseed is what they call it. So there may be more than one that's involved in your soul's path. But I wanted to talk about a little bit last week how we talked about soul names and how they relate to your life. And this is sort of a continuation of what that is now. Determining your soul's origin will also help give you a clearer understanding about you. So when we looked at the soul name readings, we find out things about you and how that relates to your life, the challenges you may have set up, how you can use that to sort of propel your life the way that you want it. And the starseed origin reports that I do are similar to that. You get a clearer understanding. I do same basis that I do the soul name readings. I do it through email. It's a detailed report of soul characteristics and how you can activate your power within your soul and through this origin activation that I do in the reading. So it's pretty detailed. I'm an activator. That's what I'm known for. I learned that term many years ago, and it really made sense to me as to being an activator. I'm also a transmitter, so I transmit energy and I transmute energy as well. So Andromedan star seeds, let's get to it. Andromedan star seeds originate in the Andromeda galaxy. And so if you know about Andromeda, or you know about the galaxy, if you don't, I would go look it up and see what you can find out about it. See if it resonates with you. But let's begin with the brain. So you think logically and creatively. So again, that goes back to that dual, sensitive and tough purpose. A lot of Andromedan star seeds have this dual connection. And since most, if not many, also have the dual origin, right? So that's where they bring both. You may be Andromedan and Palladian. And so it's like being Italian and Irish. It's the same similar concept. So if you're logically and creative, you may excel at writing, art, music, or fashion. Those things you may be drawn to. You may not do them for a living, but you may be drawn to do those things. And that's how you create, that's how you express yourself. But through that expression, there also is that balance of logically thinking. Andromedans need for freedom to roam and a space to create. This, when I was told this really like hit home for me because I've always felt the need to be free, like a bird in a cage. I needed to travel. I needed to expose myself to different areas of the country or the world. I needed to be in specific zip codes to do the energy work that I do. So I've always felt this need for this freedom, just to roam. And in that space where I'm free to roam is where I create my best work. I always say I create my best work during the night when I'm half awake at 2 o'clock in the morning. But this need to free, this freedom to need to roam, that's a big one for Andromedans. The need for downtime and time outdoors. This is another thing that for me, it truly resonates with me. I need downtime, I need to be alone, and I need to be outdoors. That's how I rest and I recharge. When I'm out in nature, when I'm connecting with the trees or the birds or the animals, all of those things recharge my soul. So let's start with time alone. Many people don't like to have time alone. I thrive in the time that I have alone. I spend a lot of time out and about, but I also spend a lot of time balancing that with being alone. It helps improve my mental and my physical health as well. It keeps me in that balanced ebb and flow. In the physical body, you may feel stuck, right? The body can feel heavy and dense, and often star seeds come into this body and they have issues such as highly sensitive to food, sound, smells. If you're a star seed, you may experience those sorts of things. I know my daughter was born with hypersensitive to everything, sounds, smells, foods, things like that. But in the body, you may feel stuck, right? You may feel if it's tight, it's hard for a soul, nonetheless, a starseed soul to be stuck in this its physical body. So some things you can do that I've learned that help me or help my clients is yoga, stretching. We actually have a place I just saw the other day over here in Arizona that actually help you do stretching. Somatic healing. Another thing that I love, it helps bring that body back into the ease and grace that you may be missing from being out there. Empathic and sensitive. So you may feel or know things about others. This is a big one. I always say I'm very clairsentient, so I feel a lot. I may meet you. Get words, get senses. I may know something. I may see something. I may hear something. The feeling that I get is usually the strongest for me, or the knowing. So it may just flash into this that I see it, or I may just feel it throughout my entire body. So being sensitive like that, it's important to, again, balance that with being outdoors, being alone, clearing whatever's not yours, clearing grounding and protection. All those things are really important for star seeds. Well, for everybody, but star seeds too. You may be drawn to protecting animals, people, and plants, and often you're an activist. So let me know in the comments if that resonates with you. For me, my husband likes to watch all sorts of horror, violent action movies, and I just cannot watch them. I've tried, and he's always like, "You know that it's make-believe, right?" And I say, "Yes, I know that it's make-believe, but I feel it to the extent that I feel it." So protecting animals and people and plants, that's always been high on my priority list since I was a child. Taking in the wounded. Finding others that are sort of the underdog and helping them. So that violence that you may see on TV or in a movie actually causes pain in the Andromedan. There's a resonance within them that they feel to that extent. So you may be very feeling as well if you're an Andromedan starseed. Another thing that I find common with my clients that are Andromedan star seeds is that they may have endured much trauma as a child. Now, this can go for any star seed or any person as well. But the Andromedan star seeds, and like I said, I'm an Andromedan star seed, much trauma as a child as well. So it could go for anybody, anyone, or anything, or it can be for you as a star seed. Let's see what else we had in my notes here. So Andromedans may feel drawn to Atlantis, Lemuria, Egypt, Sedona, There may be places on Maui, Mount Shasta. There may be places that you're drawn to as an Andromedan, and there is Andromedan energy there. So it may be that there's a group of Andromedans there. We walk the earth together. Often, when you meet another Andromedan, you know. Everyone that I've met that I've come across that's been Andromedan, I know. And because of some of these qualities, it's important for you to be aware. Like, say you are drawn to Atlantis. Say as a child, you were just really drawn to mythological stuff like the gods or Greece or whatever it was. Often those things are part, a piece of. We look back at that childhood and we say, oh, I was really drawn to Egypt when I was a child. And so those things are within your soul's capacity. And I'll be talking a lot more about the soul because that soul is directly related to the heart and the heart healing and the things that are needed for you to progress on your path now. So heart healing for an Andromedan is really necessary. Again, we're clearing away all of that trauma, all of that stuff, that past stuff. Say you were Andromedan starseed and you were in Atlantis and you have direct fear around water or being in the water. These are all things that need to be cleared. It's part of your challenge when you came here, but they need to be cleared and released. So often that can be done through past life regression, through energy healing, many different avenues people take to sort of release those old past life traumas. I can't stress enough the importance of recharging, having time alone and resting for an Andromedan starseed, because it's the importance of that balance that keeps you within that creative space. So if you are an artist, or you are in a writer, I'm a writer. I know that if I don't get out enough into nature and I'm writing my next book, I'm really stuck with being able to write. They call it writer's block, right? In my business, but you could be, in your business as an artist. You may be stuck because you're not balancing enough with being out there, being grounded, being in the recharge and the reset. If you know about any starseeds leave their body a lot at night and travel. If you watch Gaia TV or any of that, they talk about a lot of astral travel and the travel that the soul does while you're asleep. There's many times that I wake up in the morning and I'm exhausted because I've been out there playing in the ethers. So that sort of thing needs to be balanced in. Say I do have a night where I'm working a lot in the ethers. I will need to spend a lot of time outdoors that day. Fortunate for us, we live in Phoenix, Chandler area, so we can get out. Right now it's still pretty nice, but my husband and I went to a Japanese friendship garden and we were able to spend the day there and just be in the energy outside with the trees and the fish and the birds. Was very healing, very nurturing for my soul. So if you are by any place like that, I suggest that you try to get out there as much as possible. Andromedan star seeds. What else could I say about Andromedan star seeds? There's a need to directly connect with your soul. Many of us often get caught up in our day-to-day life and we don't spend enough time in that connection place. If you can't do it in the morning, try to do it at night. I know when my daughter was little, I would get up an hour earlier just to be able to connect, to meditate, to sit in my space so that I could be in that direct connection with my soul. That's another thing that's really important. If you take away anything from today's topic, it's the need to rest and recharge out in nature and the need to connect with your soul directly. If you're interested in knowing more about my soul origin readings, you can book a session online. I'll put the link in the comments. And if you like what you see in today's topic about Andromedan star seeds and you don't feel like you're an Andromedan star seed, that's okay. I'm going to be doing weekly shows about the different types of star seeds as well. That'll help you get a better understanding. And if you do want to know more, look at the star seed origin reading. That will tell you a lot and you'll be able to see, and then you'll be able to do more research on your own as to what it is that type of star seed is here to do. So I hope you have a wonderful day. I look forward to seeing you next week. and blessings to everyone.